Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. The Bird Show.
We will call her...
Holly. Okay.
Wants to be on The Voice Disguise. I didn't even realize college graduations were going on now.
Mm-hmm. This week,
This weekend or next weekend?
Well, this weekend, yeah. I mean, they're the next couple weekends, but there's several colleges this weekend.
Well, Holly here wants to be on The Voice Disguise, and she's supposed to be graduating this weekend, right, Holly?
Hi, yes.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, there's such a heaviness.
I know. You seem very concerned.
A little.
Okay.
I just, you know, it's graduation weekend, and I really want it to be a good one, but it's just such a weird situation. I really, you know, I don't know what my place is or what to do.
All right, so this is really more about your roommate than it is you, right?
Yeah, it's not about me, but I'm kind of, I mean, I technically could be in the middle of it. So my roommate, who I've lived with through school, we live in an apartment off campus, but we're roommates because our parents are friends. I mean, we grew up together, and then when we went away to school together, but we're not really friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So she's more like, you know, family or a cousin. And I found out, this is going back like 3 semesters now, that she's not in school anymore. And our parents are coming tomorrow morning for our graduation to see both of us graduate.
How did you find out that she hasn't been in school for 3 semesters?
Because... Oh, this is a long time ago, but my computer was out, so I was on her computer. And, okay, I was snooping, but I was, you know, going through stuff on the computer, and there was a letter from the school saying that, you know, because of academics, you know, whatever, that she wasn't doing well in school, and so she couldn't continue.
And she's never addressed this with you?
She's never told me.
Wait,
I don't know.
She doesn't know that you know.
She has no idea that
I know. So she's been snowing you, too, saying... that she's still in school and pretending to go to class and all this other stuff for 3 semesters as roommates, and you've had no idea.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Well, I do know, but yeah, I mean, she thinks that I have absolutely no idea, and she probably won't tell me because she knows that I would tell my parents and my parents would tell her parents.
It's her problem. Like, I don't understand why you're so concerned about
her
graduating.
Like, yeah, why do you, because, you feel like you got to get your hands dirty in this whole thing?
Because, well, I don't know whether I do or not, but... Our parents are getting up. They live 4 hours away. They're driving here together early in the morning to show up to come to our graduation. Like, do I tell them? Because otherwise they're going to be completely off guard. I mean, I don't know where the tuition money's going. I don't know any of that. So do I just let it fly? I mean, it's going to be a disaster.
Mm-mm. I think you have to tell your parents.
What?
I think she has to tell her parents because... The fact that you now know your parents, because they're riding down with her parents and family friend and all that stuff, are going to be celebrating her graduation as well.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to, she may be coming clean this weekend. Like, how is she going to participate in the ceremony? You know what I mean? Like, is she just going to sneak in? I know they're big and whatever. Maybe she's just going to sneak in and stand with, or whatever.
You can't get your cap and gown, though, without... she won't have access to it.
Right.
But if it's a big school...
She's going to get caught this weekend.
You'll never... I mean, not everybody walks. They just say College of Humanities and 700 people stand up.
I know, but she'll have to be somewhere else because I went to a big school and we couldn't physically get the cap and gown without being able to walk.
So maybe she's coming clean this weekend, but if not, like, your parents are going to congratulate her.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are going to give her a gift. Your parents are going to celebrate with her. And I think you have an obligation of telling your parents and saying, look, this is not our business, but I'm telling you because I know, and I think you need to tell your parents.
I want to clarify something, though. You said that you went on her. When did you go on her computer?
year, you know, 3 semesters, a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago, you got the word that she couldn't continue because she wasn't in school.
Right.
That's
that's the only thing that she that you saw in her computer, right?
Right.
So you have no idea whether she responded to that and has been going to school.
Well, we also have like friends of friends, like mutual friends. So like through the grapevine as well.
So you've known for a year and a half she's not been in school.
Oh, see, that changes things. I thought you just found out.
No, no, this has been a long time. This has been going on. And, it, you know, it's none of my business normally, but at this point, now it is. It's going to be my business tomorrow morning when I'm going to have to deal with it. Which I don't even want to deal with on my graduation day.
Do you feel...
But she could be graduating.
Hold on, let me get some advice from listeners for her. Hey, Carly, you want to be on The Voice Disguise or Elsa?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just letting her know that there's 4 roommates in our house, and 2 of our roommates have done the same thing. One of them was a friend of ours that we've been friends with for about 3 years, and it took her 2 semesters before she'd tell us. She was supposed to graduate this semester as well and just told her parents 2 weeks ago, but she was sick over it. Sick over it.
What did her parents do?
I don't think she told them the whole truth at first. They thought she was only out for a semester and that it was because of student loans. But they've been really pushing her to go back. But the way that her GPA is, I mean, they get those letters, and I'm sure the listener saw the letter. It says that you have to be out a whole year. There's no option for appeal. I mean, it's pretty serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the other girl she's been lying this whole time, saying that she's got class. Like, you ask her 1 week what time class is, and it's one time. The next week, it's another time. But... I mean, it's a lot of lying on their part. I'm sure it's very stressful on their part, you know, but I think that she should just kind of let her roommate tell the parents that, you know, she could be sick over it, or maybe at least bring it up to her about what to do.
Holly, are you feeling some animosity or anger at the fact that your roommate's going to participate in the graduation ceremony and receive congratulations and gifts and attention for something she didn't earn? I'll answer that for you.
No, I mean, I think I don't, because I really think that, I mean, knowing her parents, like, everything's going to fly tomorrow.
But you sat on it for a year and a half, and now all of a sudden you want to tell, and it's almost like...
You'd be mad.
I would be mad about that, because you've been the one going to class, busting your butt, you're going through with your graduation thing. I would be mad about that.
I might be mad about it, but I wouldn't do anything.
She's not. So, really, I mean, I'm...
Right.
The one, you know?
There's Daniel with some advice. He wants to be on The Voice Disguiser also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did the similar thing. What type of school is it? Is it a major university?
Yeah.
It's a big school.
It's a big school.
It's a big school. She doesn't want to say which one.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. As long as it's a big school, you definitely can still walk. I don't think you should tell the parents. I got down to the wire and didn't pass class, so I wasn't able to actually graduate. But we worked around it pretty well, and were still able to get me on a gown and get me on the field. They don't check. They pretty much just put you in a big pool of people and walk you through there as a massive, like, herd. Unless you're, like, trying to front as an honor grad and walk, like, with a perfect, you know, magna cum laude or whatever, then you're not going to have a problem.
All right, so let me ask you this then, Holly. Let's just say in a perfect world for your roommate, I want to get back to something that Jeff said. In a perfect world, let's say she can walk. And she gets away with it this weekend.
Well, then I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really?
Then I'm not, really
what you want to do is you want to bust her this weekend.
Well, no, then it's just ridiculous. Like, it's this huge lie. I don't want to be around it. Yeah, then I don't want to see all the gifts my parents are getting. That's bad. The whole thing's going to be bad. That's
I think
my graduation weekend.
I think Jeff and Bert are tapping into the truth here, because it's still odd to me why you're so involved.
Because she's angry.
Because she's mad right now.
A year and a half, when to me it's like, it's not my problem. I'm graduating. I'm enjoying my graduation. Who cares?
But they're kind of like sisters. I mean, she said they've known each other all growing up, that their parents are friends. That's the reason that they're roommates. They're not really like friends themselves,
right?
But it's kind of like...
But then I would have brought it up in the last year and a half if I'm that close to her.
It's kind of like she's the sister you've never had, so there's that sort of unspoken competition thing going on.
And the fact that they are, I don't know, I just think the fact that they're roommates and the way you set it up is, we're roommates because our parents are friends. Like, it sounds, I don't know, I just see a lot of underlying anger.
Something weird's going
on.
Hey, Holly, we got to run because we've got you, Grant. Hugh Jackman coming on in a couple of minutes. But I want to talk to you again on Monday to find out what you did. For me, the question really in you is, do you want to ruin this weekend for her because you're angry, or do you really want to tell your parents just because you're trying to cover your own butt? But it sure sounds like you're angry and you want to bust her just for the sake of busting her.
Maybe. Perhaps.
Yeah, that's a yes.
I think that's it.
All right, you guys are good.
All right. we'll talk to you on Monday morning about it, though, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she's telling her. She's busting up this weekend. She's going to bust up that weekend.
Even if she decides not to, you know it's going to come out, especially if they go out and have a couple glasses of wine with the graduation dinner.
She's going to be like, look, here's my diploma. Let me see yours.
Yeah, she's doing something in some subtle type.
What does yours look like?
Totally.
Yeah, with an ulterior motive.
Yeah, let's get a picture with our diplomas.
Yes. It's going to happen.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.